This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. City officials in Louisville, the largest city in the southeastern U.S. state of Kentucky, say a man shot dead 4 people and wounded 9 others in an attack on Monday at a downtown bank. The shooter was a current or former employee of the bank. Paul Humphrey, a Louisville Metro Police Department deputy chief, told reporters.
Officers exchanged gunshots with that suspect, and ultimately that suspect did die at the scene. We are trying to confirm if that suspect died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound or was killed by officers.
9 people wounded in the attack were treated at the University of Louisville Hospital, a spokesperson said, including 2 police officers. One of 2 black Democrats who were expelled last week from the Republican-led state house in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee has been reinstated. The city of Nashville's governing council voted Monday to send Justin Jones straight back to the legislature. The council vote returns Jones to the Capitol after just 4 days. Republicans banished the 2 over their role in a gun control protest on the House floor in the aftermath of a deadly school shooting. As the U.S. Justice Department appeals a ruling about the common use of abortion pills, some states like the northeastern state of Massachusetts are taking other steps, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
We are not going to tolerate this.
Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, a Democrat, signed an executive order
that confirms that medication abortion, including mifepristone, remains protected under Massachusetts state law.
In anticipation that conservatives would try to block those pills, she ordered thousands of doses to be stockpiled.
Political intervention into basic medical care hurts women at what can be a difficult and heartbreaking time.
Asked if her executive order will hold up if the federal courts ban the use of mifepristone. I'm Jackie Quinn.